Hello, you are listening to the Electric Hour before it has even begun?
Excuse me?
Can I help you?
Is this Tufts Radio?
Yeah, it is.
Right, WMFO?
Yes.
Right. My name is Harris Gardner. Are you the station director or office manager?
I am not.
We're actually live on.
So is either decision maker there, or are you a decision maker also?
I wouldn't say I'm a decision maker in the context. Like, yeah, no, we're just DJs on the air.
Oh, you're a DJ. Okay. What I'm calling for is to see. My name is Harris Gardner. I'm a resident of Somerville.
Okay.
And I am the co-producer and co-founder of Boston's National Poetry Month Festival, which is an annual regional event for the past 16 years. In collaboration with the Boston Public Library, and our fiscal agent and co-partner is the Cajasso Studio, and this year partnering with Northeastern University. And I was wondering, and we have at least 7 people from Somerville in the festival. I don't know any poets from Medford, unfortunately.
Oh, well, but, who does?
huh?
Never mind. Sorry. So,
How would I send it? Do people do PSAs of local interest?
We do.
Because one of our poets and publicists is, do you know Doug Holder?
I'm not sure I do.
He's the arts editor of the Somerville News.
Oh. Okay, then I guess I've heard of him.
He writes a column called Lyrical Somerville.
Oh, yes, and yes.
And also, he's a co-founder with myself of the Bagel Bars, which meets every Saturday morning at Obo Pen in Davis Square.
We're
a writer's community of poets, published poets, short story writers, novelists, memoir writers, and playwrights. Huh. And we've been at Obo Pen for almost 11 years. So, anyway, do you know how... Oh, our website, by the way, is bostonnationalpoetry.org. So, you know, it shows all 4 days of the festival. But where would I send either a press release or a PSA?
I think if you go to our website, I'm trying to find, there's an email address. I think it might be ben@wmfo.org. Just the name.
Who?
Just Ben. Although, hold on. I'm looking at this right now. Oh, yes. I'm trying to find where to contact.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I think if you email agm@wmfo.org, you should...
When are you going to pass me? AGM?
Yeah, just AGM, stands for Assistant General Manager.
Oh, sorry, is that H as in Harry?
Oh, sorry. A is in Apple, G as in... Goose, M as in music.
Okay.
At WMFO.org.
At WMFO.org. And who's in charge of that?
I actually don't have a name in front of me, but that is the address that you would want to send that to. And
what's the email, AG?
It's the assistant general.
Okay, and where will it go to when we send it?
That'll go to the assistant general manager of the station, who should be able to get you in touch with the right person. And I think he just is the right person. So,
and do you know that person's name?
I do not.
Who the assistant general manager is?
I don't know their name, no.
Okay. So, agm@wmfo.org.
Yep.
And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
You're listening to The Electric Hour in WMFO in Medford in Massachusetts.
Yep.
On 91.5 Wednesday mornings and also all of the other times.
Now we're going to start the way we usually do. Here we go. You're listening to Our Comedy Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merville.
I'm Brennan Karsten, sometimes.
Yep, that's right. Sorry about that weird beginning, guys. That weird, weird beginning. That guy did not know that sometimes you can call a radio station and you're on the air, which maybe I should have told him up top.
I would say you definitely should have told him about that.
But I thought you did, and I didn't realize your mic wasn't on.
No, that's totally
fair.
And
also, I don't know, like, because what happened was I would have said, hey, you're on the air, and he would have said, what other number do I call? And I would have said, I guess this same number? Because there's only one.
I don't know what other, that's a good point.
I don't think there's
you probably thought the same thing when he chose which number to call.
Yeah, so, I don't know, that's why that happened.
He was a nice guy. Boston National Poetry Month is happening some month. I'm not sure which one it is, but
everybody come out.
There's a bunch of people from Somerville participating, so check it out.
Yeah, apparently like 11.
BostonNationalPoetry.org.
Man, when he was asking me if I knew that guy from the column he writes in the Somerville Times or whatever,
yeah,
it was pretty hard to
keep. Do you not know Doug Holder?
Dude, I only know what the other Holder.
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder, yeah.
Former Attorney General.
Right.
No, it's fine.
I
know
but
all the Holders.
That song you just heard was off They Might Be Giants' new surprise great album from their Dial-A-Song project this year, which I was supposed to be playing months, for several months. I told them I would.
Oh, yeah, because they sent you a bunch of stuff.
They sent me a bunch of stuff, but I didn't do that. I was going to play songs from this classic Chumbawamba album this morning that I just discovered is amazing, but I had to...
You had to turn it over to TMBG?
Had to turn it over to TMBG. So that's why you heard that song, and I'm going to be playing tracks from that all hour.
But no Chumbawamba at all? Could you do one Chumbawamba track?
No, Brennan. It's Phone Power Hour.
They had phones.
I'll play. No, the name of the album is Phone Power.
Oh, no, but I'm saying Chumbawamba had phones.
I don't know that.
Phone Power.
Look, I'll play Chumbawamba in 2 weeks when I'm back from spring break.
Oh my God. I have to wait 2 weeks to hear Chumbawamba? That's our listeners right now.
Yeah, I mean, they can look it up.
That's a good point. All right.
Anyway, Brent Dog, how you been, Doug?
I've been good, Doug. I had two exams on Monday. So my Monday was like, I had an exam. I ate some lunch with you. And Alana.
Oof.
Had another exam.
Yikes.
Drove right to work.
Dang.
Worked till about 6:30.
Shoot.
Came on back, and I reflected on the day. Yesterday was a lot looser, and now we're here.
No stupid reflections.
I mean, it was more of a, hey, I did a lot of stuff today than any sort of deep reflection.
Constructive meditation.
Yeah. It was more factual meditation.
Right.
And that's where we're at. I'm looking forward to not being in school next week.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a cool thing.
You're gonna be up in Colorado.
Yes.
Up in those Andes mountains.
That is incorrect. It's the Colorado Alps.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Anyhow.
Yeah, and you're going to be there, I believe, with our first guest today.
I believe that's true. Maybe? Unclear?
Yes.
Whoa, it's true.
She speaks. She reveals herself by way of her voice. It's Allie Dawson, who has not been on the show in quite some time.
Yeah, last time I was here, there was no Brennan. So yeah. This is
oh, that's right.
My first co-appearance.
Yeah, that's true. It is way better now.
So I have a few things that I would like to ask. First of all, Allie, how are you? Second of all, and then we'll get to the first question. Mm-hmm. John.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, boy.
Start with Allie.
I'm good. It's very early in the morning, but, you know, there is no one I'd rather be awake talking to arbitrarily at this time of day.
Lovely.
That's so nice of you to say.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
John, second question.
Oh, dude. There were like 4 or 5 times in the past few days when I was supposed to really hunker down and do some work, and instead I just chilled with people.
Oh.
And,
oh, boy.
It's about to really claw me in the rear.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, how do you think I feel?
Probably worse.
Yeah.
Than me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, what do you got going on?
People don't want to hear my.
Yeah, they do. I'm nothing if not the voice of the audience.
Well, the problem was that I had a big quantum assignment and a big dance paper due today.
First of all, dance paper is not a real thing. Isn't there a universe in which your quantum assignment is done already? Boom.
Okay.
I'm smart.
Brennan.
All right, explain yourself.
Okay, many worlds theory is not the conventional interpretation of quantum mechanics. So if you want to go there, that's fine. But frankly, it's an unorthodox view.
I'm sorry.
Thirdly of all, dance papers are a real thing.
I believe that they're real. I'm just being annoying.
Can you tell us about it?
Frankly, I haven't read the assignment, so I don't know what it is about yet.
That feels like a bad start.
Okay, they were originally both due today, and then they both got pushed back to Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Which basically took my motivation and shoved it into the public pool for all the good it did.
Which just opened up, by the way.
Yeah, right. Happy spring!
Oh, that's frustrating, but I'm glad they got pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so. It definitely freed me up to chill with more of my bros
instead of hunkering down
gals earlier this week.
Yeah.
John's gals.
Oh yeah,
they're back.
They're selling t-shirts. You can find them on our website, electrichourgals.org.
Oh man,
How do you like that dance class though? Is it good?
It's great. It was pitched to me as life-changing, which I thought was dumb. of that person to say, but it might be life changing.
Wow. So not so dumb.
Not so dumb as it turns out. Maybe quite smart.
That's so cool. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to jump to a quick track and then we'll bring out our second guest and really, really go nuts?
You know, John, that sounds great to me.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh man, I thought you were gonna pause less before the track happened.
Oh no.
Boy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do this one. It's pretty quick. This is again a hot track off the Empty Giants. Phone Power, new release. Check it out. Here we go.
Thank you for going back in time and thwarting my assassin. And while we're laughing about it, I know you didn't really do that. This was a test and you failed. Before you fire, I should inform you. One of us is a double. I took the trouble to swap ties. Somebody taps you on the shoulder. You don't know who is your friend. Let's all just take a deep breath and slowly lower our weapons to the floor. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. Everyone take off your disguises. I see you and your brother dressed as each other this time. So now it appears the double crossers have been too clever by half. The fox has been outfoxed again. The row of smug expressions all arrayed around are wiped away. So let's all just take a deep breath and slowly lower our weapons to the floor. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. I'm by myself in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door.
Alright, that was I'm Alone off the Empty Giants new release, Phone Power. You're listening to Our Comedy Electric, of course, remaining expanding. My name is John C. Murfeld.
No, I'm just gonna put the kibosh on that straight away.
Put the kibosh? What does that mean?
It means shut it down.
Is it like put the kebab on it?
No, that means that's more of a skewering type situation.
Yeah. Well, that feels like something you might want to do with what I just said.
No. I want to shut it down. I would like to skewer maybe some nice lamb.
Oh, okay.
Or perhaps some grilled vegetables or fruits.
Or perhaps our next guest?
No. Sorry, Tom.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Okay, well, that's Tom Rend, and we're here with Allie Dawson, of course, and we're making a big splash.
There's a lot of water in here.
Yep. Sorry.
They say no food or drink. They never said no baths.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you guys are just treading water right now, and it's very exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's. I'm in a competition with Allie right now.
For your lives.
Oh, for our lives, and the winner gets a free PlayStation 1.
And to be alive, the winner gets.
Yeah.
Are we fighting to the death?
You're not fighting, you're treading.
Yeah. Treading to
you're
the
treading
death.
Until one
to one death.
Death.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I guess all of the fighting to the death things are really to one death.
Yeah.
If it's true, it kind of feels like a waste of time.
Yeah, it really does. It's just like, well, that would happen anyway if we'd waited long enough.
Yeah, man. We didn't have to organize this whole event.
These whole Hunger Games.
Make all these dual flyers.
Oh, that's the worst part about organizing a duel.
Oh my God, it was so much harder to make flyers at the time.
They looked lovely.
Yeah,
they did.
I'm glad we have all
really
this preserved.
Intricate hand lettering.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
But at what cost? At least one life.
At most one life. Well, no.
Well,
at least,
depends.
At least.
They fire at the same time or something.
Yeah.
I'm talking about gun-based duels now.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little bit later in the game. But
yeah, this
hey.
Is a modern. This is a water tread comp tish.
Yeah. And we did our flyers in Photoshop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Two people enter, three people leave.
Yeah.
Medics.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game.
Yeah. Anyway, Allie, how are your thighs and calves holding up with all that scissor kicking you're doing?
I've been training for this for years. Honestly, I'm feeling great. I'm just getting started.
Wow, Tom,
you look panicked.
Oh. Yeah, Tom.
Oh,
you
yeah.
look as if you're struggling. You're doing more of a just hands and feet approach.
Oh, I have not trained for this. I am so underprepared.
Yeah, I noticed you've got most of your body out of the water, which I would not recommend because the water is a buoyant force.
Oh.
I would have thought you would know as nature. Right.
I'm dolphining this one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying
dolphins
to breach.
Notorious for not spending that much time in the water.
Right. Well, they like to hang out.
They like to do those
they
tricks.
They do hang out above the
they
water
hang out in
at
air
times.
Too.
That's
yeah.
true,
yeah.
that's true. Tom, let me ask you something. How many times have you been in a pool before?
That's a bit. That's a very tough
over
to
under five.
Over three.
Under five?
I don't want to answer that. I plead the fifth.
Whoa.
All right. Under 10.
Oh.
You can't plead the 10th.
Oh, I can't plead the 10th. He's right there. He's right. Yeah.
That's
about,
just about states' rights.
Yeah. About
329
times.
Ah, so it's like a lot more than three.
Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
good pool stats.
Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
good. Allie, what's your pool stats?
I would say between 0 and 1 times in a pool.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I feel
you're
so much
really
more confident.
Good at it.
Yeah,
it's
really
look
astounding.
At her go.
I'm a mermaid.
Oh,
oh so a lot of right. oceans.
You're a literal
maybe.
Mermaid.
No, I'm just going to lose.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
she can merm all day.
Oof. Mm, I am part whale.
Mermiest.
Yeah,
part, what
is
part?
The mermiest.
Oh, not the part that's important.
Right.
I just breach all day.
Not where it counts.
So you fly.
No, I just go onto a deck and jump onto it and lay there in the sun.
And you love you some krill.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Let's all say our favorite thing about krill.
The claws.
Brennan?
Quantity, you know?
I was going to say quantity. Oh, dang it. You got... All right. Oh.
And there's the two-year bit continues.
Yeah, Brennan and I realized a few days ago that we've been doing a continuous bit since we met each other 2 years ago.
Yep.
And it has not stopped.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, Allie, what's your
pretty
favorite
cool
thing about
watch.
Krill?
They're speedy.
Ah,
hey.
Dang, great krill.
Are they?
Great krill faves.
Not relative to whales.
No, yeah, man. Well, that's speedy
they
enough.
Not.
Or Tom.
Yeah.
No. I have a krill filter in my mouth.
Wow.
Some would call
you really
it
do have the worst whale parts. Yeah. For the context, at least. We totally took all the krill out of this pool, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to...
Krill-free pool.
Not getting any energy right now, then.
That's right.
Oh, I'm just expendituring now.
You're really elegant to watch, though, I would say. Especially because the sun is setting right behind you all the time.
There's actually a kind of a large boat passing by us. Lots of tourists with binocs.
Yeah, yeah.
Checking it out.
I didn't even
unaware
know
that they're whale watching a competition to the death.
This is a big pool.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's right next to the beach.
So lovely. Why don't we just do this in the beach?
There's too many krill.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, Allie's tail fins would dry up on the beach.
Yeah. Sand is so bad for my soft scales.
Yeah. Her scales are really soft.
Thank you.
She's one of those, like, plush mermaids.
Yeah, real I Disney tried. Store yeah. Ariel.
Oh, God.
Moisturize so much.
Classic. Allie might as well be animated, for all I care. For all you can tell.
Man, this is the most water material we've done in a while.
Yeah, I like it.
Me too.
Yeah, let's see how many of those original 7 listeners we retained.
We had 7 listeners?
Yeah, we
did.
Oh
my God.
2 of them were on the lo-fi channel, though.
They all wanted to listen to that one guy.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, weirdly, that guy didn't plummet our... Oh, still 7, although one of them switched from the hi-fi channel to the lo-fi channel.
What does that mean
well, there's
for me?
You can stream it in like at different bit rates.
Yeah.
So just basically, like,
you get more bits if you're at it's just a higher rate. Yeah. So they're getting fewer of our bits.
Oh man, yeah, we've made a couple of great bit rate jokes over the years.
That's been the main joke. Yeah, it's been variations. Well,
yeah.
But
so someone switched to lower audio fidelity. Basically, I guess what we were doing was too intense, too much sibilance, perhaps.
Sibilance.
Glottal.
Borsk. Mouth sound.
This has been Mouth Sounds.
Oh my gosh, we haven't had a segment of Mouth Sounds in forever.
We surely haven't.
Oh my gosh, do you guys want to take a step into the intimate story time cabin?
Oh.
Can we bring everybody?
I think we can.
It's been a while.
We'll see. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, let's unlock the door to that cabin.
And enter intimate story time.
This is intimate story time.
Okay, guys, it's about to get super intimate.
The basic way this works is that we whisper, and anything we say the guests can't hear. So you're now included in Intimate Storytime, so you can hear it. But if any other guests were to be here right now, they would not be able to hear it.
Like all those spectators to your Treading Water Fest.
Right.
They cannot hear. You really gotta shove your face down the microphone for this to work.
Like this.
Yeah, that's good tone.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Just treat it like it's the shoulder blade of a beautiful person you're trying to kiss.
What? Not your the shoulder, aim is
not
terrible.
Not the shoulder blade, but the shoulder, the main part. You know, like the actual shoulder.
The shoulder hilt.
I guess that's just called the shoulder.
The elbow. You're looking for the elbow. It's the elbow.
You can think of it that way too. It'd be kind of a beefy elbow, but yeah.
That would be wrong if you thought about it that way, but you can think
of
it that way.
Some people have beefy elbows.
That's true. Beefy people.
Yeah.
I'm full of beef. Anyway, what's new with you guys?
Yeah. Do you have any intimate things to share?
So I have 1,000 matches for Sofa.
Oh my god, really?
If I've reached it.
Tom, can you explain to our listeners very briefly what you mean?
Okay.
And quietly, please. Thank you.
I'm anything but quiet. So,
Well, then maybe we should move out of the cabin.
You know what? Oh, you're right. Yeah, we should.
All right, let's do it. Sure, this is bad for your vocal cords anyway.
This has been intimate story time. Nothing doing there.
All right, so Tom, 1,000 matches for Sofa's seat.
Let's get a quick rundown for our listeners who might not know.
So I got bored, so I made a Tinder for a Sofa, and over the past few months, I've been getting a lot of matches, and it finally reached 1,000 today, or yesterday.
Wow. Who was the 1,000th match, if you can say their name on air?
If it's somebody that's in the room right now, you don't have to say.
Fingers crossed.
Brennan? It was Sam... female version of the
female
name.
Female Sam.
Female Sam.
She cute.
Yeah, is she cute?
She's sofa material.
I don't think she's sofa material.
Like maybe a suede.
Oh, she's a cheerleader. Wow.
So you match with everybody, right?
I match with a lot of people, I would say.
You don't match with everyone, even though you're...
No.
Even though you're trying to get as many matches as possible?
No, I mean, I press the match.
Swipe right on everybody.
I press...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, yeah, I do the swipe right.
You swipe right on everybody.
But they don't swipe right on me.
Okay, well, I understand.
That's where you lose your matches. Now, Tom, to people who might say, I'm a human person, why have fewer than 1,000 people matched with me? What might you say in response?
I'd say that... You can't sit on you.
Yeah.
You're not useful.
Oh,
furniture is much more useful.
You only got 2 legs, probably?
2 legs? That's going to be painful.
You think 50% of the legs a couch has?
You think if I made one for like a 1999 like Volvo something, I could get a bunch of matches because how useful I am?
Yeah. I mean, 1991, that was a good year.
That's a high utility vehicle.
Think of all the things you could tow in that.
Is that one of the ones with the seats in the back face backwards? So you look out the trunk? You would probably get more matches if you had one of those.
I think you're thinking of an airplane or a speedboat.
Nope, they're Volvos where there are 2 seats in the front and 3 in the middle, and then the 2 in the back face.
Oh, no. I'm talking about a sedan. The old boxy Volvo sedans.
Oh, that's lovely. You're going to get some good numbers on that.
Yeah, that's what my family used to have.
The number one question is, can I sit on you?
Right.
And
right.
Then,
if the answer is yes.
The answer depends on how I'm feeling.
What about, a lot of humans. Technically, you could sit on them too.
Yeah.
Especially those beefy humans.
Oh, Santa Claus.
So beefy. Santa
Claus. Beefy human.
See, Santa Claus would get a lot of matches.
He goes to malls to have people sit on him.
That's true.
He gets paid so much money to have little children sit on top of him.
Yeah. Which it seems like it should be the opposite.
Mm.
Not that it should be the opposite. Not that the world would be a better place if it were the opposite. Just like you'd think it would be. We were talking about the Tinder a couple weeks ago, and I was curious. And even when you guys are just using human Tinder, right? You're on the human Tinder, aren't you, Allie?
I am.
I never have been.
Human both sides. Okay,
then I guess this is primarily a question for Allie. Okay. What makes you swipe left? Like, are there what kind of red flags like that you see in the first picture or in the description?
Like, if it's a couch, par exemple.
You just like
she did swipe right on the couch.
Not bad. Not bad.
I saw a really good description once that was swipe how you vote, and I was right just to check it out, and unmatched immediately when we clarified that he was serious.
I feel like you would be serious to put that, otherwise you wouldn't.
Meaning he's saying Republicans only.
Yes, yes.
The right, the political right, yes. If you will.
The political correct.
Yes. So I clarified. I asked if he was a Republican, and he said yes. And then I was like, but you have such a cute dog.
And you were like, sorry, I have a vagina.
Basically.
Yeah.
It was like, your golden retriever is just not enough today.
And is a Democrat. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, what else? Yeah. People also have a lot of pictures of fish. I really hate that.
Yeah, that came up last time we were talking about
it. It's just like, I don't care. What about your fish is supposed to make me be like, yep, that's someone that I want to go meet.
I don't know. It's kind of visceral, Saturday. You know?
It's not like killing an animal.
I would almost be more impressed like if it's sort of like a survival thing. If someone's picture was just them with like a bunch of groceries, I would be like, wow, that person can provide.
Life
like,
skills.
See, you gotta scale a fish, man. You know. You don't have to do that to groceries. Yeah.
That's why people swipe right on the sofa.
Yeah.
Like, they can provide something.
I'm definitely seeing it.
Utility. Tinder, utility.
It's all about utility and domesticity. Okay.
That's their new slogan.
Man, that would destroy all their audience.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like a lot of people would stop using
some of their audience.
The Trindo.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know, in Wisconsin, a lot of guys just do that out of habit.
The fish thing?
The fish thing. And not even on Tinder, just like on even their Facebook profiles, like a lot of them.
Oh, I thought you meant just like generally they might just be just holding like a fish when you were
at
you. Oh, hey man, what's up? Still got that fish I see.
New walker. Yeah. 6'1". Swipe right if you like to cuddle. Just walking down the street.
I'll slap you around with this trout.
Do people just carry around fishes in Wisconsin?
Good question.
I think they do.
Yeah, I mean, if you're traveling any great distance, sure.
More or less than cheese.
Yeah, I mean, certainly less than cheese.
People carry more cheese than they carry fish in Wisconsin.
Cheese is lighter per pound, so it's...
that is not true. Right there.
That is impossible.
No, it's like a pound of feathers or a pound of gold.
All right.
And it's pound of feathers is lighter.
Obviously, it's feathers. Yeah.
What percentage of the time do you just have cheese in your backpack with you?
I mean, ever since 10th grade when a bunch of cheese melted in my backpack...
Oh, no.
It's 100% of the time because I cannot get that off. Cannot scrape it hard enough.
Still using that backpack.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's great. It smells like nachos.
Easy.
I did once like accidentally make banana bread in my backpack because I left a couple bananas
in
there.
How hot is Wisconsin?
Well, it was summertime and I left a couple bananas in there for like a week and they just like fried those bananas and melted them into a goopy banana bread style thing.
Wow. Don't you need bread for that?
No, banana bread is just made of bananas.
No.
Nah. I guess that's a type of banana bread, but there's a type of it that has a lot of flour in it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't literal banana bread, but it was like a banana bread analogous substance.
Right. That's remarkable. I've never done that with my backpack.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend it. It kind of ruins it.
Did you take a bite?
Absolutely not.
I got to imagine it's one of those situations where you like get home and a candle's on and it smells like apple pie and you're just like, man, this is just a small flame. There is nothing to eat here.
Brennan, has that been a disappointing thing that's happened to you a lot of times?
Yeah, man, I'm always coming up to your backpack like, where are the nachos at?
Yeah, it's just a small flame.
It's just a small flame.
Somebody put that out.
This is a backpack, not a candle.
Lord. So the other thing I want to talk about.
Please.
Is tonight there is a big old show that one of our guests happens to be in.
It is not me.
It's not Tom. That just leaves.
Funniest lady whale of all.
Yeah.
Tom Riggs.
Oh, I don't know about that. I met some pretty funny lady whales.
You guess he's Shark Tale?
Yeah. I feel like has Wanda Sykes ever voice acted a funny whale lady? Because man, she,
I think she might have. Was she in Shark Tale?
No, she was in the Barnyard.
No, I think she was in Shark Tale.
Really?
I think she might have been.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe she has. Tom, can you look that up? Wanda Sykes filmography.
I'm looking this up.
Wanda Sykes is amazing.
Sorry. She's so, so funny.
And I bet she's played a funny animal of variety of species.
Oh, no. I don't think she was.
She wasn't?
Oh, she's supposed to be in Shark Tale 2.
Wait, what? That movie came out like 10 years ago.
Oh, wait. I think she might. Hold on. Shark Tale 2 came out?
No. Shark Tale came out like 10
years
ago.
It's in 2018 animated film.
What?
She's going to be Mildred, you guys. Mildred? This is remarkable.
Mildred the Hilarious Lady
DreamWorks
Whale?
was really. Wait. Okay, so she was missing. Her character was missing in Shark Tale 1. In Shark Tale 2, she's going to be found, which means that her character will exist, which means she'll voice her role. And she's coming back for Shark Tale 3. We beat DreamWorks to this, except they did because they already cast her.
Wait, so first of all, Shark Tale original came out so long ago.
Shark Tale, I think, was like 2004. Yeah, 2004.
And they already have 2 and 3 planned out?
They do.
Okay, and just during the entire movie Shark Tale 1, they just named this character that was missing?
I guess so. I don't remember a lot about that movie.
That was not part of the plot, though.
It was mostly underwater.
No, the whole plot was just that like Will Smith got in trouble with this mob of sharks.
Yeah, and there was a car wash scene.
And I guess the whole time they're just like, hey, don't forget about Mildred, she's missing.
And she was somebody's spouse, I believe. In the film.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was more relevant, though.
Let's see.
Was Shark Tale the DreamWorks version of Finding Nemo?
It looked sort really of. Similar, but the plot wasn't the same.
It's kind of like Flushed Away in Ratatouille.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, it doesn't really have the emotional power of the Pixar version.
It looked very, mm-hmm. it was
but
like.
But it looked cool.
Yeah.
And there, the scene where they sing working at the car wash and it's just like a sequence of sea animals just hanging out and getting solos and stuff. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was visually identical to Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually use the same exact tape. And they just
magnetic tape.
Yeah. But the big story tonight, speaking of funny lady whales.
Wanda Sykes.
She's coming, everybody.
No, that's not the story.
Yeah.
Alan, do you want to say what the story is?
Yeah,
So TFL, Tufts Funny Ladies, is a new group on campus. We're a group of funny ladies. We write comedy by women for women. And tonight we are opening for Natasha Leggero, which is basically the coolest thing ever.
Amazing.
So definitely check that out. We're doing some sketch. We're doing some stand-up. There will be jokes and chuckles. You guys, you gotta be there.
And you guys get like a half hour, right? Before Wanda Sykes? That's amazing.
Half an hour to open.
Natasha Leggero.
At Wanda Sykes. Natasha Leggero's not Wanda Sykes.
That was a lie. It's Wanda Sykes.
That's not that same girl.
Oh, man. Are you bringing Wanda Sykes for your half hour?
That's my date.
Wow.
That's seriously incredible. People, if you don't already have a ticket, please get one. You're missing out.
Yeah.
It's tonight in Cohen.
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. It's going to be
an awesome
show.
All of the stand-up performers you have heard on this show before, I believe.
Yes, I think that's true.
Yeah, and probably all of the sketch performers, too. I think pretty much the entirety of TFL has been on this show in the past few months.
That sounds right to me.
More or less.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about?
This is Wanda Sykes update.
This is not wildly, but when I heard Natasha Leggero's name, I didn't actually know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been in a lot of things.
Shark Tale.
Another period, Ugly Americans, and has done stand-up.
Wait, she was an Ugly American?
She was Callie Maggotbone.
She's Callie?
She's Callie.
Oh, whoa, she totally is. Oh, wow. That show's great.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was in a lot of things.
She's not the, yeah, that's true. She's not the Americans.
Great
show.
Huh.
Great show about a bunch of mythical creatures in New York.
Nice. You mean New Yorkers?
Got him.
No, they're like werewolves and zombies and stuff.
Yeah.
And demons.
They might think of themselves as New Yorkers still, though. If they live there, you know?
Mabes. And this like talking koala that they never really address.
He's a Bostonian.
Oh,
As are all koalas.
Wait, you guys, I just got a Tinder message at 9:19 in the morning. It says, Allie, please, you can't just leave me hanging for a month.
Is and there a previous message?
Sounds like you did something pretty bad.
He said, usually, I'm a little bit funny, I swear. And I was like...
A month ago?
A little over a month ago, yeah.
All right.
You didn't get the hint.
Well, why didn't you leave... Why'd you leave him hanging?
I don't know, because he's the kind of person that Tinder messages me at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. You don't, so I don't
that's
that.
A turnoff? This is, like, the time you're least aroused?
This is the time that I'm least aroused.
Because I'm sure that's how our listeners feel, too.
Trying to put coffee into my body.
Yeah.
Not this
guy. You should ask if he gets some coffee.
I'm trying to put coffee in me, not you. Is literally what you said just now.
I know. I meant it.
Zoinks. Yo, you should message him that.
I kind of wanted to just give him the WMF phone number and be like, oh my God, sorry, baby, call me.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah. There is someone who I want to call in.
I will say, I am happy that there is a way for him to find out about your reaction. It does involve tuning into this program at this time or later when we post it on Mixcloud.
Yep.
But...
You could get a lot more viewers if you did that more often.
If we, had this be the place where people could find their Tinder results?
Yes.
Like a stage door where the callbacks are posted. Basically. Like people run back and like, I hope I got it. Like, sorry. It's been a month for a reason.
It's like an American Idol results show.
Exactly. People tuning in. Mm-hmm. Two nights a week Idol. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah.
I did that for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do people still watch? I feel like no one
watches. Not a lot. They're ending the show.
Yeah,
this last season.
I heard. Yeah.
Oh, this is the last
season. But it's pretty crazy that we were all like, yeah, I can commit two nights a week to this. I'm going to call them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use minutes.
To be fair, I was much younger and had much more freedom and time.
That's true. I had a lot less stuff going on at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, but...
You were pretty busy.
I was pretty busy, little 7-year-old.
Being a star on American
Young and Wild.
Being the youngest ever performer
Yeah, I didn't make it too far, but pretty far.
For the Wisconsin tryouts?
Yes, the Wisconsin tryouts.
Did you bring him cheese?
I didn't bring him cheese. I didn't have to bring him cheese. They're already in Wisconsin. You're even bringing somebody cheese. It's ridiculous.
What are all those people carrying cheese just for themselves then?
Did you care?
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to get into the
I don't know
the
whys. The vagaries of Wisconsin society.
Yeah. Look,
you barter with the cheese.
Speaking of vagaries, we're gonna go
to a track.
We're gonna go to a track.
Yeah. Let me guess.
To run.
Can I guess? They might be Giants.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
They might be Giants.
It is. They might be Giants. I'm choosing between two, but I can't say them.
I'll tell you what, can I read a PSA in the meantime? Or you guys want to read a PSA?
Yeah, sure.
All right, pick a PSA.
Oh.
We kind of had a half PSA earlier in the show.
So. Here's what I'm going to do.
Should we read it in sync?
Yeah.
I'm gonna read the tracks below them in the album, and then you pick which one of those you want to hear the track above of, right?
Okay. Right? Nice little workaround.
So do you want to hear the track that precedes To a Forest, or the track that precedes... Impossibly New.
I would love to hear the track that precedes Impossibly New.
All right, you guys?
I too would want that.
Allie?
How do you vote? I didn't listen to any of that.
Well, looks like Allie's outvoted. Like an idiot.
Yep.
Okay, then we got that queued up. You guys want to read that pissa?
Oh, yeah.
Please alternate words.
Oh, we were going to do it simultaneously. But...
Oh, that works too.
Okay.
I find the alternating words is a bit more jarring for the listener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
You go first or I go first?
You go first.
Okay. Some.
Numbers.
Two.
Think.
About.
The.
United.
States.
Has.
Less.
Than.
5%.
Of.
The.
Planets.
Population.
But.
Incarcerates.
24%.
Of.
Its.
Prisoners.
And.
Accounts.
Why is that
for
your only 43%
of.
The.
World's.
Total.
Military.
Spending.
This has been a public service message from.
WMFO in Medford.
Tufts.
Tufts
Educational Radio.
Boing. All right. Here's the song that comes before Impossibly New on They Might Be Giants' new release, Phone Power. You listen to our Crown of the Electric on WMFO. I'm John C. Merrill, Joined by Brian Hurston, Tom Rennan, and Allie Dawson. Bye!
Bye.
Just said something, nobody heard it but me. I wasn't recording, anyway, why would I be? didn't come out of me. And I don't even dream about that kind of thing. That's not the insane part. The insane part is, first of all, it can't speak. Second of all, the thing it said, it's like it read my mind. It just read my mind. Now I have to lay down. Everything up is down. It just said something. I was sleeping and then I was awoken. I'll never sleep again.
You're listening to the Electric Hour, the WMF show.
That was They Might Be Giants.
Nothing if not consistent.
Speaking of consistent,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was They Might Be Giants.
I love They Might Be Giants off their new album, Phone Power, released a few days ago. It's great. I love it. It reminds me of their work in the mid-90s, which is probably my favorite period of them up until this year. You know, John Henry, Factory Showroom, classic albums that everyone loves.
No, not everyone.
Well, if they knew about them, they would.
Well, yeah, not everyone knows about them.
Well, that's why I'm here.
All right, spread the word. WMF show.
The WMF show. Keep on trolling. I want to get that into our lexicon. I think that's a fun phrase.
You have the power.
Keep on trolling. Anyway, so we're joined by our two guests here, both treading water. Tom appears to be really tuckering out.
Yeah, I need a nap.
You're about to get one.
Oh,
with
yay.
The fishes. The Zoom.
We brought in special fishes for the pool.
There's
yeah.
some krill.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a surprise. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Love yeah. myself some krill.
But Ali, you were
it looks
saying
good
something.
Krill.
You were saying something.
Sorry, guys.
Oh my god. You know, Brennan, sometimes I just want to take you up in a hot air balloon and kiss you on the mouth and then push you overboard, you know? You know, you
John, make... you're not the first person to say that to me this week.
Yeah. I hope I'm not the. I hope I would be the first person to do it this week.
You would.
Okay.
You would indeed.
I would hope no one has done that to you this week.
Thank you. That's very considerate.
Yeah. Because
in parts.
But Al, you were saying something over the break.
While we're listening to that band John likes.
I'm in the captain's chair.
No, they're good. You've made me like them by playing them so gosh darn much.
Good. Good.
Whatever.
Look,
when a band has that extensive a catalog, it's a crime not to play it. I would be arrested.
He's not wrong.
I'm not wrong. It's a condition of my parole.
Were you arrested by They Might Be Giants in their mid-90s?
Yeah, and they were like...
Triumph period?
They might be cops.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people don't like that. That's a lot of hardcore TMBG fans' like least favorite
really?
Period of them.
Interesting.
Yeah. I just got a text on that hot air balloon line.
Yeah?
To comment about that. Allie, you were saying something during the break. Little story that I thought was interesting that maybe...
Yeah. So I'm taking abnormal psych right now, so I've been ruminating on, like, my psyche a lot. And I was thinking about this one time when I was probably 4, and I was trying to save my imaginary dinosaur best friend from the imaginary dinosaur bullies, and I just thought that that was a really weird thing that I'm still stuck on, and, like, probably my earliest memory.
Oh, well, you know, wow. if you're stuck on it, it might be worth it to kind of explore it a little bit. Is it...
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Brennan, do you think maybe we should go in a round of Let's See That?
So you play. So here I am in my living room, just me and Littlefoot. Littlefoot, what are you doing in the corner?
Just bopping around.
Littlefoot, come play with me.
Can you see Littlefoot in the corner over there, man?
Yeah, I see him. Oh, jeez. It's these guys again.
Hey, Littlefoot.
Yeah, let's go over there, man. No. Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him.
Let's make fun of his little feet. Hey, oh, jeez. It's not my feet. Those are my hands.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
guess what? Your feet are little too, Littlefoot.
Oh.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah, and Allie can't do a thing.
I may be a brontosaurus,
try on these tiny Birkenstocks because they'll fit you.
Oh, I'm so humiliated. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Dino 5.
Oh, Allie, help me.
No, you guys, you're so mean. We were going to play hopscotch. Just leave him alone.
Hey, I think maybe hopscotch is going to be a little hard for him considering his feet are so darn little.
Oh, no, he's that whole part that I'm really sensitive about. That's the thing that I think about every night when I'm trying to sleep. You shouldn't make fun of him because he's top heavy, okay?
Yeah,
like,
hey.
Oh,
little
geez,
feet.
Not,
you're like a
bringing
muffin.
Up things. Oh, no. You're just giving them more ammo. How did you guys even get into my living room?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Allie, one of the things is Littlefoot sensitive about.
No, don't tell him. Then they'll use it against me. That's how they work. Yes, mommy issues.
Hey, little feet. My dad hates your mom.
Well, that's not even creative.
That's just something I thought of when I heard about your mom. I just remembered that is true.
Oh, my mom died with a meteor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He hated her even before that happened.
Oh, jeez. That is just insensitive to the dead. Why?
Wait, hey. didn't your dad and Littlefoot's mom used to be married?
Yeah, Littlefoot...
Are you guys related?
Yeah, Littlefoot is my little brother.
Why are you so mean to your family?
But ever since our parents are no longer together because our mom died.
Yeah, she was your mom too.
Yeah, my dad's really angry that she died in that meteor. That's why he hates her so much.
She hates my dad too. We share the dad.
Yo, Tony, I don't...
What?
I don't mean to... To overstep
my bounds.
Oh, come
on. Hey, come on. No.
Maybe we shouldn't be bullying your little brother, man.
Come on.
Thank you, Private Ryan.
Hey, come on, PR. Don't be like that.
Look, man, people have been trying to save me my whole life. Maybe it's the time Private Ryan saved somebody else.
Oh, God. No, come on. It's cool. We're just making fun of Littlefoot like you always do.
No.
Bro, we can't. He's your brother, man.
It's true.
Hey, Littlefoot, try on this toe ring that I got in an extra small size.
Oh, well, that was a good one. Dino 5.
Well, this doesn't even fit. Oh, no. My feet are tiny. Wait a minute. This is large.
Yeah.
Tony, is Littlefoot going to find out his feet are normal size?
Do you mean to say your feet are completely average? I think so, Allie.
Wait.
Littlefoot,
Allie sounded weird just now.
Yeah.
She sounded British.
But, like, not like a British accent British, sort of just like someone that had heard British people talk a couple times British.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dino friends.
Hey, dude, Allie. We've been to England a lot of times.
Yeah, Allie, you imagine just super cosmopolitan.
We're quite worldly dinosaurs. Mm. You know what cosmopolitan means. You're four.
Oh, wait, it has more syllables than years she's been alive. She might not know it.
I learn one syllable a year.
That's a decent clip, honestly.
That'd be pretty unbelievable. Yeah. If, like, by the time you're 63 years old, you're just like, man, there's not even words that go that long.
There's some, like, chemical names that
oh,
do.
Oh, my gosh. Tony's such a nerd.
Allie, you can become a chemist!
Yeah, Allie.
I'm four!
That only has two syllables!
So many syllables.
Yeah, you should know about chemistry.
Yeah, that's allowed. If you should have learned chemistry last year.
If not biochemistry.
I learned Littlefoot last year. I spent all my time learning Littlefoot.
Oh, and
she learned
Tony, and then Littlefoot, and then Private Ryan.
Wow.
In that order. Where's good old one syllable dinosaur? Oh, is that our mom?
Spike.
Oh.
Your mom, Spike.
Spike sucks.
I'm not dead.
Whoa.
What?
I'm back.
Oh my god, it's our beefy mom.
Mom! You're back! Yay! I'm back, and I'm here to say, Tony, go to your room.
Ah, okay, mom. But I love my room.
But first.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you should apologize.
Shut up, Littlefoot.
Hey, god, hey, Tony. Tony.
Moment. What?
Listen to Allie. Allie, tell him what's up.
Oh, but Allie sucks.
Tony, you're so mean. Why are you mean to me? And Littlefoot, can you just stop being mean to me?
I don't know. You imagined me. Why would you imagine bullies for your own
Allie,
imaginary friend?
You control him. You can turn him into anything.
That's true. Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Oh, my god. Yay!
Boing.
Oh my god, you're a medium-sized foot. My new best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tony! Hey,
what's up?
No, it's medium foot.
Yeah, it's medium. Wait, how do you know? Oh, that's four syllables. Never mind, that's cool.
Medium foot! Are we brothers?
Yeah, we cool.
I just can't help but feel like I've been left out.
It does appear that way.
Hey,
it's okay.
Why don't you transform him into something like a cherry pie?
Oh,
that feels rather temporary.
I want you to be a ghost.
Allie, I'll be whatever you want me to be.
That's disgusting.
Mama Littlefoot wants a friend.
I'm happy to enter the ethereal world and leave the physical one. If that's what you need.
You do that for me. Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
Allie, that seems a bit sociopathical.
Yeah, I mean, I did create bullies for my dinosaur friends. So
oh, man, I don't like the ghost of Private Ryan just hanging around.
This is everything I've ever
wanted. Makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
This is my favorite haunt.
It's like he's just whispering in my ear the whole time.
Yeah, I agree. I feel kind of a moistness in my navel.
He's kind of like... Not quite just, licking my ear, but
I'm not really in the mood for anything
it.
Sensual right now,
oh,
Allie.
Oh, man. I guess I just gotta get out of here, Allie.
The most sensual dinosaur in the whole world.
I mean, I certainly
world.
Talk like one.
Well, I guess I must be going. I don't want to ruin the days of my former friends.
No, Peter, no.
Hey, Mama Littlefoot wants
me.
A friend.
Stay with me.
What? I'm a ghost, Mama Littlefoot.
And me too.
What?
Wow.
We sure saw that.
We did. That was just intense, Allie.
For clarification, I think Allie was thinking Mama Littlefoot was a ghost because she was hit by the meteor.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right. So, yeah. No, it's... I mean, I'm just glad we were able to get into your psyche for that.
Me too. I'm afraid.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, what do you given what's just transpired.
Oh, yeah, boy. What do you think we learned about Allie just now, you know?
I think that I create conflict for myself.
Well,
I think maybe you're creating... Yeah, maybe you're just creating balance.
Mm.
A real light side, dark side of the force type of deal.
It sounded mostly like Discord to me. Okay, we got to wrap up. Does anyone have anything to plug? Obviously, we got the TFL show tonight.
TFL show tonight, 8 p.m.
I have this lamp that needs to be plugged.
Thank you, Tom.
Reverse plug, thanks for all the folks that came out to the stand-up show on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's a reverse plug. It's...
Right. It's a reverse hug.
Yeah. That's definitely true.
That's a reverse hug. Thanks for coming
out,
folks.
Which is still just a hug.
We got a good turnout. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and to all the Tufts children heading out to spring break this week, enjoy it.
Yeah, have a fun time.
We won't be here on the air next week because we'll be in our separate places.
Yep. Be on the lookout in April. Some